The impasse between Congress and President Trump over another $1 trillion-plus coronavirus relief package hasn't been good news for incumbents trying to show voters they can deliver for them in Washington. Christina Peterson, congressional reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says some Republican and Democratic lawmakers in tight races continue to push for a deal despite the late hour, citing struggles for many households and fearing a backlash at the ballot box. Christina, what's up here?
Well, we have been in this week's, basically months-long impasse over another round of coronavirus aid. And so we wanted to take a look at the political repercussions of this. And when I spoke with strategists from both parties and nonpartisan analysts, people didn't think that this was going to be the single biggest factor in any race this year. You know, there's the pandemic, there's a controversial president, a lot of people have already made up their minds. But on the whole, not having more aid is a problem for incumbents from both parties. Now, I don't think it's affecting them entirely equally. Republicans are generally seen as more responsible for the economy and the handling of the coronavirus because the White House is controlled by a Republican president and Republicans control the Senate, even though obviously Democrats control the House. So in general, the people I spoke with thought this was a little bit more of a drag on Republican incumbents. And you do see much more vocal support from the Republicans in tight races, particularly in the Senate, for more relief. We've seen Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Joni Ernst, among others, calling for more aid, whereas you see a pretty stiff resistance from other Senate Republicans for anything close to the $1.9 trillion almost that the White House is pushing for.
Wow. All right. Who else is saying something here in this space?
Well, we also have an interesting dynamic among Democrats. Now, I think in general, they're in a safer position heading into the election. Most people expect House Democrats to keep control of the House and potentially expand their majority. But you do hear House Democrats putting some pressure on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to accept a deal with the White House. The White House's latest proposal was $1.88 trillion. House Democrats had passed legislation at the $2.2 trillion level, and they're getting closer on some of the policy details. Now, I am not at all convinced that we will see a deal before the election. There are a lot of political forces working against getting a deal. Clearly, President Trump does want to reach a deal, but that may not be an incentive for Speaker Pelosi. You know, she has a lot of leverage here and may want to wait until next year. Obviously, she says she wants to get a deal, but she is holding out for the full package, not sort of narrow individual bills. So you do see some Democrats urging her to accept a deal with the White House, including some in tight races next year, like Congressman Max Rose in New York. But, you know, so far she's been pretty firm in holding out for a sweeping package.
We're speaking with Christina Peterson, congressional reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called Lack of Coronavirus Stimulus Deal Puts Pressure on Incumbents. And she can't relate, I guess, because she is not in a close re-election race?
Speaker Pelosi? No, I mean, I think she's predicted to easily win re-election in San Francisco. But generally, she is very cognizant of what her most vulnerable House Democrats need to win. Mm-hmm. And I do think that this is probably a sign that she thinks that they are safe and will win even without another stimulus package this year.
Yeah.
You know, I think there is broad desire among Democrats to reach another relief package. They want the government to be involved in spending money on this. With Republicans, there is a sense that among many that more fiscal discipline is needed, that they've already spent quite a bit of money. Congress has authorized about $3 trillion in relief so far. And so they are hesitant to spend more. But I talked to some Republican strategists who said, you know, budget discipline isn't a particularly resonant message with voters who've just lost their jobs or know people struggling. And of course, during this pandemic, lots of people do know other people who are struggling or have lost their jobs or in financial duress. So it's a tricky message. But you know, Republicans to some extent may also be thinking about their base, you know, the most loyal Republican voters who don't necessarily want government intervention and don't want to see as much fiscal help right here.
Thanks, Christina. Christina Peterson, congressional reporter at the Wall Street Journal.